Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I'm told there'd be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is already Webb number 24, Wager Maker Podcast number 24.
Number 24. Say hey, Willie Mays, baby.
Willie Mays.
Say
I was hey, waiting. Willie we Mays. Had Emmett Smith go. Number 22, obviously MJ number 23, so this will be something we'll have to do every time. So say hey, yeah, number 24, baby.
Yeah. I thought about Ken Griffey Jr. too, but Willie Mays
Willie
got
Mays
the nod.
Beats that out all day long. All day
oh,
long.
Yeah.
So, everybody, welcome to the podcast. We're the Major Makers at Facebook. We're the Wager Makers Podcast. Twitter at the Wager Makers. Instagram at the Wager Makers. The Wager Makers Podcast at gmail.com. If you want to email us any questions, anything. Webb, we had a few things go on last week we probably want to talk about. It's funny that the news cycle is so fast nowadays that a once a week show sometimes it almost seems like ancient news by the time
behind.
We talk about it.
That's right. That's
it was
great.
Cutting edge, though. The Thursday night game, we actually had the Browns in that game, so we were feeling good about everything. And, man, shit went awry there towards the end of the game.
Yeah, what is it, 12 seconds left? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I guess Mason Rudolph didn't like how he got taken down. He gave a little kick to the groin area, and then the melee ensued. I don't know. I don't know what some of these guys are thinking about. I walked into work the next morning. Guys, like, that was just a, roid rage, and I hadn't heard that term in a while. So I don't know. I guess maybe that's what it was. Clearly, Pouncey lost his mind. Even he came out after. He's like, I blacked out. I don't even know what happened.
Right.
I don't know if that's what he should be saying. But and then Garrett, I don't know. Garrett's supposed to be the mild-mannered guy, but he was animal. They're talking about assault charges.
Yeah, I remember seeing a little thing about him early, either in the off season or early in the season, or maybe it was during some documentary a year ago. And I don't know if he writes songs or writes poetry or something like that in the off season and stuff
something
like that.
Something like that. So, he's a Renaissance man.
Right,
yeah. Not really.
Right,
he's a caveman, is what he is.
Right. But I'll tell you, I got a little bit different take on it than I've been hearing. Man, it was easy to jump on Myles Garrett and jump on Myles Garrett after what happened. Obviously, look, I'm gonna say right now, what he did with the helmet is unacceptable, and he probably should be suspended, say, for the rest of the season or something like that. But and certainly if the NFL is trying to show that they're no nonsense about this kind of stuff, they obviously have to put the hammer down on him. But Mason Rudolph here is not without fault. You know, the thing I watched is, so he didn't like getting taken down. I think probably Myles Garrett would admit that that he took him down a little hard, a little late, maybe kind of made sure he hit the ground instead of just letting him go.
Yeah. Especially for the time and the circumstance.
Right.
Whatever.
Like you said, last maybe one, two plays left in the game.
Yep.
The game was decided. But then Mason Rudolph decides to kind of fuck with Garrett's helmet.
Started bucking a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of tries to rip his helmet off and then even gives him a good shot to the groin with the cleats.
Yeah, a little bit.
So then Garrett, obviously, it's a mismatch. You know, you got a defensive end, a hard run pass rushing defensive end against a quarterback. So Garrett ends up kind of he ends up with ripping the guy's helmet off, and he's got a couple Steelers offensive linemen kind of pushing him out of the way, and Rudolph comes running at him again.
That's undefensible. You can't defend. He was beating him with a helmet. Come on, man.
If he didn't come running, where are you running to, bro? Why are you running after the guy? He's got a helmet in his hand. He had a helmet in his hand. He got to hit. If he was going to hit him with anything, it was going to be the helmet.
For being stupid.
No, that was. I mean, like, and then Mason Rudolph gets on the press conference at the end of the game and calls him Bush League, and that was a real cheap shit he did and everything. Like, bro, you can't call the guy out because you lost the fight. If you got the low end of the, you got the raw end of the deal on the fight, so now he's an asshole. You were every bit. If Mason Rudolph had won the fight, would have been okay. Then he was starting. He was instigated to fight.
I don't know. That's you can't. All you're gonna see is a big 6'5", 290-pound guy beating on another guy with a helmet while there's somebody in between them. It's really no defense for that. You can try to sprint it all you want.
I mean, he went running after him, even after he had the helmet, is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Garrett had the helmet.
He wouldn't have been running after him. He would have. A
couple
connected.
Steelers fans pushing him back. He's kind of retreating at that point. And then Rudolph comes running up behind the two dudes. And he fucking whacked him with the helmet.
Well, he was running back because the dude was gone. And then Pouncey went nuts, and then the other guy, Larry.
Right. Well, I got no problem. Once it gets to that point, it's just, that's what I'm saying is, once it gets to that point, I've been working down here on Bourbon Street for a long time. I tell the people around here, look, I've seen a lot of shit around here in my 25 years working down here. This is why you don't get in a fight out in the street out there. You never know how far the other dude's going to take it. Once there's no refs involved and there's no, they were outside the realm of the football game at that point.
Yeah, all right. Well, so didn't remember it.
Just like in a street fight around here is, damn, dude, if there ain't no cops to break this shit up or you don't have enough people around to break it up, like once the guy gets the other upper hand, you don't know what kind of crazy that other dude has in him. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is that's why you don't get in a fight around this place right. is because that dude, who's to say that dude's going to knock you down or knock you down and just away. Be like, okay, I won the fight. Let me walk away. Right. You don't know when he's going to get up and start jumping on. I've seen it. You don't know when he's going to get up and start jumping on your head. Well, this dude, okay, there was no refs involved because it was just outside the box of a football game at that point.
Right, it's out of control.
Right, so it's out of control. It's a melee. So because you lost, you went running after him after, did you expect to go running after him like a tough guy and then everybody would broke him up?
He didn't run after him down the field. He just kind of got up and kind of went and said something to him.
Come on, he got up and went right back at him. Well, he got his fucking ass whooped. You can't, all I'm saying is, they're both at fault, and you can't – because you lost the fight doesn't mean the other guy's Bush League. You were both going Bush League on it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm not going to argue with that one. Then he came out today and apologized, Mason Rudolph.
Oh, Mason Rudolph did? I didn't see that. I knew Garrett did.
Inappropriately, he overreacted or whatever he said.
All right, fair enough, because initially – Mason Rudolph was calling him Bush League and cheap shot.
Well, that was right after. That was the still the adrenaline was still pumping. Right. He came out today, I think it was.
Fair enough. As long as today. That's all I'm saying. As long as he's taking some heat for this too, some blame. Some of the blame has to go on Mason Rudolph. And look, I started out by saying, look, hitting a dude over the head with that's a lethal weapon at that point. Man, you're dealing with high emotions here, man. It takes a hairline trigger on some of these guys to get it to go over the top. So.
I was just saying,
if you watch that film, man, the dude's going after him again. Not that he would have hurt Miles in any way.
I don't know that,
like that
going after him is the right. That's a stronger term for what he might be stood up and stepped toward him. I don't know.
A little more than that, but yeah, I got you. And as far as Pouncey and that shit, like I say, once it gets to levels of we're just street brawling now, well then that's what happens.
Pouncey is one of the guys with that Richie Ogg incognito thing when they bullied the guy. They made the guy quit. Wasn't he?
Oh, down here in Miami,
maybe,
huh?
Maybe one of his brothers. Had two Pounceys, I think. They're both crazy. They're both in Florida with Aaron Hernandez and those other guys.
Right. He was stopping on them for sure.
Yeah. It looked like some old Freehold Borough High School. Right. 1987 in the gym.
Yeah. That's Trent all Wells. I'm saying is once it goes, you can't just assume the refs can jump in this shit and everything's be cool and you can be a tough guy. Look, man, Mason, if you know Miles Garrett is going to whoop your ass, you might want to step back a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Don't hold the, this is a crazy thing to do in a football field against them because you were ripping his helmet off too. So.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. I didn't quite see it exactly the same as everybody else. I started out by saying, look, I still think Miles Garrett should be suspended probably till the end of the season, through the end of the season. But some people are talking about lifetime bans and everything. I think that's ridiculous. Right.
You can't do that. No.
Speaking of a circus sideshow, Kaepernick got a little tryout this week.
Well, the thing is that they said that he kind of flipped the script on the NFL. The NFL wanted to have it at some place there in Atlanta, and he called it off or changed it with under an hour left. And it was 50 miles away, and then he had all his people ready at this high school or whatever it was. So then the NFL didn't want it publicized or videotape, no media, and he had all the media there. And then the best, you see the Kunta Kinte shirt he was wearing?
Well, I saw that. I saw somebody talk about that. The only workout video I saw, he had a black tank top on.
Yeah, but then in front it said Kunta Kinte.
All right. I mean, this is the circus act is exactly what the owners don't want out of this shit, out of a backup second, third string quarterback.
I mean, judging from, at first, my first thought was, all right, this dude is ready. He thinks, it's been enough. He misses the money probably, which I was thinking, why not? There's a bunch of shitty quarterbacks out there. He's looking at the quarterback play thinking, I could do this for half the money. But now, clearly, it was just a complete, total sham and just a publicity stunt. He doesn't want to be, even how he challenged him at the end. He's like, we're here, we're ready. He don't want to play football. He wants, right. I guess he's just a straight up activist now or whatever it was. Right. That was just a way to, you know, get more eyebrows or eyeballs on his cause because he's been out of the news for a while. So I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe Nike still got some money for him. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously it's turned obvious that he just wants to get back into limelight for 15 more. Get this, keep his 15 minutes going a little bit longer. Maybe he wasn't in the news much lately.
It? I don't know, man.
Man, just, I mean, because, you know, just like these Kardashians, the more you're in there, the more you can tweet and get money for all this other shit. I mean, he's making money outside of football now with all this other stuff.
He has to. Yeah, I mean, Nike gave him all that money for whatever he did, a shoe or something. Right. Or
as far as the NFL, man, this is not a business decision, man. This is not a talent thing. This is a business decision that owners are making.
This is a look. This is a PR.
The stand that he took is divisive. I mean, whether you believe in free speech and that he was able to do that, or whether you think that everybody should stand for the national anthem. Let's say it's 50%, 50%. One side, just like everything in politics, it is political. Like everything these days is 50 for 50. Let's say even 60% of people are on his side. Right. What owner wants to have a face of a franchise where 40% we're just bringing them in the building is pissing off 40% of the people.
Yeah, any business, business. Right. If you want a donut shop, why are you going to alienate 40% of the population?
Right. About a dude that's like going to be probably a backup at this point at best.
Right. He's 32 years old, hadn't played football in I think 3 years. They said.
And the thing about me that I mean I haven't I've watched the combine. And I've seen guys try out in the NFL and stuff like that, but it just seems comical, man. He's just back there, kind of gets his little 7-step drop and throws it deep, and then he throws some pattern. No pressure, no running around, no nothing. I mean, all you can tell me, the dude's got a strong arm.
Right, he looks good. He's in shape.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice abs. I don't know what you can see from that shit.
I agree. I mean, clearly that wasn't. It was, I guess, sold as one thing, and it was in reality it was something totally different.
Right. And then I think he wants to play the martyr. He wants to play the victim. And I think it was all set up at the Atlanta Falcons facility with NFL cameras and all that kind of stuff. But he wanted his own. He wanted to dictate the shit. Yeah, listen. Yeah. Please let me back in your league. But I'm in charge of this motherfucker.
Right. I'm gonna frame it and how I want to frame it. Yeah.
Right.
Of course.
All right.
Talking about Joe quarterbacks, how you see your boy Philip Rivers the other night hook us up?
Man, oh man, that hooked us up. We had KC the other night, 4 pickoffs, 4 interceptions. I think he might have fumbled a time or two too, if I'm not mistaken. But I know he had 4 pickoffs.
But and, it wasn't even in. I mean, that last we needed all 4 of them to get out of there with the win and the cover.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. For years, I've been hearing about Philip Rivers. Philip, man, at what point do you move on?
Well, that's. I think
his arm is still. He's still got a probably top 25% arm, top half, no doubt. He obviously knows the game, man. He knows how to read defenses and all that. There's nothing they can put in front of him that he hasn't seen before. But goddamn, bro, 4 interceptions?
And that was a big game. If they conceivably could have won that, they could have probably snuck back into the playoff. I mean, it would have been – they would have had to get hot, obviously. But
you're knocking off the number one team in a division. Kansas City, let's face it, they're struggling now.
Right. Yeah, and they can get the end. The Raiders aren't setting the world on fire. Right. So, I mean, you had a shot. I mean, but now it's, that's just.
Man, when he finds. Like, I was saying that, like, all that long. I was, Rivers is going to do his thing. In fact, we posted a couple of memes on our Facebook page about that. It was, one of them had Phillips Rivers helmet on backwards, all this other shit. But even down to the end, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to fucking. He's actually going to. Actually, I never really did think he would come back. I thought something was going to happen. And sure enough, he throws the interception in the end zone. To ice it.
I mean, they're talking he's going somewhere next year, be out of there. It'll be interesting to see if he leaves, Eli plays another season, and then even Cam Newton they're talking about putting on a different team. That's some guys names anyway. I don't know how well they're performing, but that's some names that could be switching teams.
Guys with some legit skins on the wall. There's teams out there that need quarterbacks, man, big time, you know?
Well, I mean, you keep hearing the Bears. If the Bears had anybody who could play quarterback, that's give them 2 more wins, and that's, I mean, 1 or 2 wins even. I mean, that is a tough division, but still.
Still, the Bears with that defense, if they just had a quarterback who knew how to play the game at all.
Right. You know? You could put up 14, you're going to be in every game.
Right. They could take Trent Dilfer and fucking win some games. They might be a Super Bowl bound with a Trent Dilfer kind of guy.
They'll be right up there with the Niners, right.
The Niners pulled one out last week. We had the cards, man. I was hoping the Niners would go down with the Saints. That was an important game for the Saints, believe it or not, with that talking about the like home field advantage and all that kind of stuff through the playoffs. The cards hung tough, but they pulled it out, and the Niners did.
Here we go with the Saints. Now, you're going to get me yelled at here again now, Smith. I'm getting complaints over here in New Jersey.
Yeah, I heard. You don't mention that this week. You got some complaints. So what's going on up there?
There's 31 other teams in the league, and there's 157 teams in college football. We talk about two teams the whole time. Yeah. You gotta deal with the fucking Saints.
Where do we get this complaint from? I want to know where the complaint came from.
Nick Perrone, our number one fan.
Yeah, Nick Perrone. What's Nick Perrone want us to do? Does he want to talk about the Jets?
Hey, the Jets look good the other day. They look good.
Because I'll show you the tweet. Like a couple weeks ago, when he said, "Please don't talk about the Jets anymore." Well, he asked me not to. I thought we're doing him a favor. This could be
let's pick somebody innocuous. Pick someone middle of the road there. We'll talk about the Texans or somebody.
All right,
like
we can talk. We talked about the Ravens this week. I want to talk about them a little bit later on because they're fucking good, man. They're really good. And what's Nick Perrone first 1 week? I guess they beat the Dolphins or something. So he's like, or did they even beat the Dolphins?
Did they beat the Giants? Who knows?
They beat the Giants. Yeah. Matter. So now all of a sudden he wants to talk about the Jets again.
Yeah. They played well.
This is for you, buddy. I figure you get enough about the Jets and the Giants and Rutgers, the shittiest teams of every fucking league that they got up there at home. This podcast is like Nick's Oasis away from the New York sports media.
And you know. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I thought of doing you a favor, Nick. We can talk about the Jets, but you ain't gonna like it.
We like the input. Yeah, thank you. He's going to put it on Instagram. He's going to put it out there. Feedback.
I'll spread it around.
And in all complaints, we'll take all comers. It's all good.
I mean, I can't help it. The football universe is revolving around Louisiana this year. The LSU Tigers, the Saints are kicking butt. It's just kind of worked out that way.
San Francisco, someone up in the Napa Valley might say something different about the football world revolving around something. Or maybe
we'll see how it turns out.
You have to argue with all those New England fans.
We'll see how it turns out. But LSU, as far as college goes, LSU, bro, roll.
Yeah, we'll see. That's another one.
They got to tighten up that defense, though, man. That quarterback for Ole Miss was running all over him the other night. We'll see. He had three long touchdowns, so they still won by 21, but I would like to see him held them out and cut the cover. I think I pushed on that one.
Yeah, that was a push. Now they're saying that Tua, whatever his name, he's going to fall all the way to the Patriots. They're going to take him at the end of the first round.
what's the deal with that injury? Is that something that's like career ending or just season ending?
I guess it was the Bo Jackson injury, right?
I first saw it, they said it was similar to the Bo Jackson injury. Now that was pretty much done for him, but we'll see.
Yeah, but he had the surgery. Well, that was how long ago too, but he had the surgery and I guess the surgeon said it's 100% recovery. It's just, he's going to start throwing, I think in December. Which is right here. So I guess he'll be back. I don't know what his plans are. Maybe he'll go back to school.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so Alabama right now, they're sitting at that number five spot. Let's say they win out, and let's say Georgia loses to LSU in the SEC championship.
Right.
Do you think that the Alabama – does it affect your vote about Alabama getting in because Tua's not there? Do you feel like they still have the same body of work – but they're not as good of a team as they are.
Well, I think the answer to your question is answered in where they fell. They only fell to number five. They didn't fall down to seven. Like you look at Minnesota, they got smacked, they lose, and they fall way there and 10, I think. And then Baylor, I think, was seven and fell to 14. So they tell you the committee or whatever you want to call them had no faith in either one of those teams anyway. So I think, if you always hear about in the NCAA for the basketball that it always matters, injuries matter, all that stuff. I would think if Alabama, this kid plays well and Alabama doesn't skip a beat, say, and blows through this and runs out, that they would certainly be in the top four, no doubt.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. But, I think sometimes if you're picking what four best teams you want in there, sometimes, like, I don't know if it's in this case, but sometimes if your starting quarterback is down, you might lose a little bit of points in a toss up type vote or something like that. You might take because Alabama's not at full strength. But again, we got a few games left to go to see how this works out.
Right, exactly. I mean, they could stack a couple of pretty impressive wins here together that would you know, make the difference, I think. Right. Like if Trevor Lawrence was out, that may make a bigger difference versus that. I mean, maybe not, though. But, I mean, without him, I don't see Clemson, you know, doing much, especially in that conference.
All right. Well, we're doing some pretty good. I think the Rams might have listened to us last week. We talked a little bit about the load management of Todd Gurley. he's been screwing me on my fantasy team and shit. So this week I put him on the bench and they're playing the Bears. I'm like, well, shit, he got 12 touches the week before.
Nothing. Yeah, yeah.
28 touches this week, Webb. 28 touches. He had 25 runs and 3 receptions. So I guess the Rams coach is thinking, look, maybe it's time to let shit go.
Right. I'm going to go down. Holding back for the
important games. Yeah. It's amazing. Once you fall to near 500, all of a sudden every game seems a little more important.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. It's just funny. He's not the golden boy now. You got to earn and get some wins.
Right.
It's funny, Smith. I saw this thing before we talked about it earlier. Ben Simmons. I think he just signed a $170 million extension. Something, you know, ridiculous. He just made his first 3-pointer of his career. He was 0 for 17, first of all. This is his third season, 172 games he's played. He's 1 for 18 from behind the arc. He's a point guard.
That's
LSU
amazing.
Boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, LSU guy. So, I mean, it's amazing that he's only taken that many 3-point shots in his career.
Shoot.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, he can't shoot. That's unbelievable.
I'd never heard. I mean, even if you think a dude's not a shooter, I mean, sometimes, especially a guy with the ball.
Why would you even guard him?
A guy with the ball in his hands as much as him. Sometimes the 24-second clock's running out. You got to suck one up, here and there.
So what's that? He's like six a season, not even. 6 attempts. It's the first one. He's one
out of 82 games a year. He's missed some games due to injury, but he plays a lot. He plays all game long.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I could do that.
I would have that many attempts at threes if I played.
I'd be 0 for 3 off the bus, man.
Right,
Devin's 0 for 3. She's
I could roll 1 of 18.
Yeah, no conscience. No conscience.
1 of 18 even from an NBA 3. I could do that.
No doubt. I'll chuck it up.
Yep. So that's an LSU guy. And then speaking of, you know, that load management, I went to see the Clippers and the Pels last week, and Kawhi didn't play. They played Houston the night before, so it was the second night of a back-to-back. But the dude wasn't even in the building.
Today they're playing the Celtics, right? And I guess they just announced, I heard it in the after work, so it was 6 o'clock or something, that he was playing now. So, I mean, as from the gambling angle, what the fuck, man? How are you going to even make a play on that? And that's on a TNT game, so now that's, I mean,
right.
It just screws, it just fucks, play, just play. If you can play, play.
Right. Especially, like, they're not a hands-down go into the championship team. I think they're really a quality team and all. Right now they're 9-5. I looked. They're the number 4. If the season was over today, they'd be the number 4 seed in the West.
Right,
they're only 2.5 games ahead of number 9.
And what about Paul George? Hasn't played until like 1 or 2 games.
I saw his first game that night. Was his first game.
So
it was
maybe
last Thursday.
Till he got here and then kind of break it up. No, I guess not.
I just don't understand. You don't even show up and cheer the guys on or something. That takes too much out of you. I'm gonna be home. I'm gonna grab a couple of hookers and sit at home and relax.
That's right. You know, I'm smoking a spleef.
I could see like, look, the Popovich, the Spurs when they were going to the finals every year, and you got Duncan that's been around for forever, taking a night off here and there and stuff like that. But this no rhyme or no reason early in the season. Nothing's set in stone with this shit yet. You don't even know if you're a good team yet or not.
It's not the dog days. You're not 20 games over 500.
Right. This isn't Shaq and Kobe, and you just know, listen, just be ready for the playoffs. Just be ready for the playoffs.
Right.
You know?
Just get in shape.
Yeah. I don't understand this shit. I don't know. Even Mark Cuban came out and kind of defended it last week. Yeah, he said, it's with analytics. It's the thing to do and stuff like that. It's proven. But I think now Kawhi's got like an actual injury.
Yeah,
so then what about all these games he took a rest on? You might as well have just got him hurt. And then he would have load managed while he was on an injury.
Obviously, they ain't managing nothing.
Right.
He got hurt.
He's still getting hurt.
Right.
It just takes one false move to get hurt.
Yep. And Cuban's got to say that. If you don't say that, then none of these free agents are going to want to go there.
Right. Right. Well, right now they're about doubling Golden State. I'm watching that on ESPN right now. They're 101-58.
And Golden State, how many primetime games is Golden? They're unwatchable. It's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like fell off a cliff.
How about we got my Pelicans? I know, man. See, now thanks to Nick Perrone, I'm going to second guess myself every time I'm going to say something. But they won two in a row. I was at the arena last night. We're going to have Deuce Bohannon on one day here, when Zion gets back, and we're going to talk about these Pelicans. They've been a rough start. But they got some good young talent that's starting to come around. That's all I'm going to say.
Last night, right? I think I saw something about that.
What's that?
Well, that thing about Carmelo played. How did he? What'd you think of that?
He did what he did. He actually. I don't know if he fouled out, but he had five fouls. I don't know how a dude that doesn't play defense at all has five fouls. He had a couple offensive fouls, and they were basically like he was on the block, little outside of the block, and like backing into the guy, kind of off through throwing his shoulder. Old man throwing his shoulder, like old man move in a YMCA, throwing his shoulder a little more than he could, and they got him a couple fouls. He hit a couple buckets. You know, nothing. He did what Carmelo does: lose games. That's what they did.
I can't believe they started him, man.
Yeah, I just this dude, he's just another one. He's another guy you can put on the list of cancer to teams. That's what he is to me. He'll get his. He got his points. He probably had 10-15 points.
I think he had 10. I looked it up. Yeah, but he's averaging probably 22 or something for his career. A lot of points.
Well, yeah, he always scores, you know.
Yeah.
But in order for him to score, you got to throw it to him and let him dribble it for 30 seconds and then score. You know, nothing's going on team-wise when he has the ball whatsoever.
No movement. No.
And that's been the case all along. He's never won in the NBA.
It's like Russ. Yeah.
All right. Well, last week's picks were rough, man. It started out – college football was rough. We did pretty good in the pros. College football was rough. It started out Thursday night. I saw a stat, right? Kent State is 0-60. When they trail by 21 points at any point in a game, right? So we had Buffalo minus 6, no problem. They were up 27-6. Well, guess what? Kent State comes back, they get a touchdown. They get an onside kick and a touchdown. They get a blocked punt and a touchdown, and they won at the end of regulation by a field goal. last week we had one of our horrible weeknight weeks. You know, the Thursday, Friday, it was terrible.
1-3.
We lost Louisiana Tech. We lost Fresno, Buffalo, North Carolina.
Yeah, everything. They were in it. That was a decent pick, though, I think.
Yeah, well, that's one of those ones. Nothing worse than when you're getting 4.5 points and a game goes to overtime.
Nothing worse than
that. You did the right thing. Team's bad. Like 4.5. You're plus 4.5, and they tied, and then they go to overtime and lose.
Yeah.
So Tulane was a good pick over Temple. We had Notre Dame. They rolled. We did better Saturday. That Ohio State was just a dumbass pick against Rutgers, but of course Clemson beat the crap out of Wake. We were off on Auburn. Virginia Tech was a killer pick. They rolled. Then we had some ups and downs in college.
Hey, that's it. That's when you bet 55 games, you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some.
Yep. So did pretty good in the pros. Like I said, we had the Browns Thursday night. We had the Bills. The Vikings, man, they let me down. I had a nice big parlay. I had a 4-game parlay on that on Sunday afternoon, and that was the one team that lost, and they ended up winning by four.
I mean, that's bullshit. They need to
and they were up. Losing. I thought it was at 23-20 at halftime or something.
So yeah, they didn't have any points. Yeah.
So Ravens roll, man. Dude, the Ravens are looking good, man. Ravens are looking good.
Yeah, I'm not a Harbaugh guy. I got nothing against Lamar Jackson. That's fine. Obviously he's balling out. I don't know if he's the MVP of the league, but
What's your beef with Harbaugh? I know you don't like Jim Harbaugh, but
he was an Eagles guy. He's always talking shit about how the Cowboys do business, how Jerry Jones does business.
Oh, you don't like him because he talks shit about the Cowboys? Fuck the Cowboys.
That's
your beef with him? Fuck John Harbaugh. He talks bad about the Cowboys? Harbaugh, the Ravens. I like Harbaugh, and I'll tell you, I got to give him credit, right? So they first of all, they always play good D, and they're always a solid team, that no nonsense, hard hitting, physical football team. As long as I can remember the Ravens being around, they've been that. But to make this is the issue that a lot of people have with Lamar Jackson going in is you have to really embrace his style and coach and devise plays to his strengths. You know, not every coach I feel is willing to do that.
Well, it's funny, we talked about Kaepernick. Greg Roman is the OC, and he was the same OC with the other Harbaugh in San Francisco when Kaepernick had his success. So, yeah, I mean, but when you look at it, you know, it, common sense, of course you want to play. You're not going to take a guy. And I mean, they kind of did the same thing with Cam Newton. That's where he was better when the MVP years. He was running all the time. It makes sense, certainly, but I guess, you know, especially in something an old white guy's game like the NFL, all these scouts and everything, he's trying to fit him into a classic mold. They're going to put him, he's going to play wide receiver or running back or, you know, Antoine Randall L type shit or something. But yeah, I certainly applaud Rome and them for doing that. And it's obviously it's paying dividends.
Yeah, that's all. I think they've done an amazing job because in order to make this work with a different style of quarterback, and look, this ain't taking nothing away from Lamar Jackson. The dude can throw, he's throwing, he's running, he does everything. Right, he's amazing, right. Amazing athlete. But not all coaches have always been able to do that, and they've really embraced this offense, embraced building it around Lamar Jackson, and I think that's why they're having so much success. This is going to sound weird, and this isn't saying the two guys are equal athletically, but what's it, the dude? Tebow, right?
Yeah.
That never really, to me, it never really, no coach he was with ever really embraced that. All he ever did really at Denver was win games. Like, he brought them, I remember the season he started, he came in like midway through, they were about a 500 team, brought them all the way and won a playoff game. And they never really got a legit start, a legit chance after that, I didn't think.
No one really would allow him just to, he had to drop back and everything. And he wasn't not the same type of athlete, of course, as Lamar Jackson. Not even the same, but he would do anything. Like, he would just will somehow
Right. I just always thought that he would have had another chance somewhere, and it never really panned out with him with him having chances other than a bunch of dudes saying, "Yeah, this guy can't throw."
Right.
You know what I mean? This guy can't throw.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's a decent comparison. I was always a big Tebow fan in college. I liked Florida at that point, and he just won. And
I'm not even a huge Tebow fan. I also feel like if the dude wanted to play so bad, he should have just played tight end, and that should have been the end of it.
But at
the same time, like just like this team's really embracing Lamar Jackson for his strengths. If some other team out there would have done that with Tebow, he might have had a chance to win some games. It might not have been the prototypical thing you're used to seeing. But man, this offense, man, Lamar Jackson is amazing to watch. I love watching him guys play.
Well, that spin is crap was crazy.
Right. That run he had against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago was nuts. And then they beat the crap out of Houston this week, man. This team's pretty solid. So, all right, we talked about we had a pretty good weekend in the NFL. Rough week in college. Hopefully, Brad and Colin up there in Las Vegas didn't lose too much money listening to our bets last week. But the good news is, right now, we're number 14 in NCAA hoops and number 2 in the NBA at sportswatchmonitor.com. And they have a combined hoops, and we're number 5 in combined hoops. So we're winning some games. We're winning some
games. There
you go. We popped up on the leaderboard a bunch in the last week or two with in the last 30 days and last 7 days and stuff like that. So we're winning some games. We're winning some games. So you ready to go right into the picks this week or what?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right, we got some games in college on nighttime games in college.
We got Toronto tonight. They're up pretty big in the NBA. They're up 17 in the fourth quarter.
We took the Raptors tonight. We took BYU tonight, and they tip later. Remind me before we hang up, Webb. I want to hit you up on something that on BYU if they're going to be on TV in a little while.
You got it. Put our money where our mouth is, people.
Yeah, right. We won't play around. We're going to do it.
The only one licking your wounds.
Right. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Right.
So Thursday night they got a game. NC State goes to Georgia Tech. They're laying 2.5. And Friday we got Wyoming is -6.5 to Colorado State. You got any feelings on this?
Well, not really. I think Georgia Tech is way down. I know we've made some money. We had some decent luck against NC State. I think this is the one you're talking to take some points. I would take this too. I'd buy it to 3 and take the 3 points and, you know, entertainment purpose only wager on that one. And then the exact opposite on Friday. I'd buy that Wyoming down to 6. They're at home. It's kind of a funky place. Colorado State's really nothing big, you know, and neither is Wyoming, but I'd take the home favorite there, win by a touchdown.
That's easy. I'm with you on both of those games. I'm with.
Cool.
What stands out on Saturday?
Let me see. I wrote down a couple. I think the one that really caught my eye was Oklahoma State at West Virginia, -6.5. I think they're rolling. I'm a closet. What's his name? Wayne Gandy, I think the coach's name, or Gundy. And they're pretty good. West Virginia sucks. It's another Nick Perrone special. Actually, his son goes there. I don't know what's going on with. I mean, they're up and down. They could probably bite us here, but that's the one that struck me. That's when I got started. Is Oklahoma State. There's a couple here. I'm gonna go back on my Gophers. What are they laying?
They played Northwestern. I think they're laying almost two touchdowns, but I like that too.
And Northwestern's 2-8. I mean, that's unusual for them. Not that they're really that good, but who else? 13.5. Yeah, at Northwestern. I like that one. And then I did also write Iowa here, and I got Notre Dame written down as well. Iowa's -15.5 at home against Illinois. That was a big win the other week for Iowa. They could make a move here with this win. I think Illinois just sucks. And then the last one, Notre Dame is 19 against Boston College at home.
All right. I like that. I like Oklahoma State. We'll go with that. That's Gundy. One of my favorite post-game press conferences. Maybe it wasn't even a post-game press conference. It might have been during the week or something like that. Remember, he was the one that came. I guess they were writing bad shit about the quarterback, and he was like, don't talk about him. He's doing everything he wants. Talk about me. I'm a man. You can talk about me. I'm a man. So that was a great press conference. I liked him ever since that. That was good. He was sticking up for his dude. So we'll take that. I like Minnesota. I'm a little leery about the Illinois. I was coming off that huge win last week. Stadium clears out, runs onto the field, all that kind of stuff. Illinois, surprisingly, just so you know, has won 4 games in a row. I know it was only Rutgers. They beat Purdue by 18 points. They won at Michigan State last week, and they even beat Wisconsin in a close game, and that's their last 4 games. I think this is a little bit higher spread than I like to lay after such an emotional game by Iowa last week, but we can come back and talk about that after I throw out. Do you have any thoughts on the I don't necessarily, but it's probably the biggest game, certainly the biggest game in that conference this week is the Ohio State-Penn State game.
You know, it's one of those, I don't know, that would, you know, Penn State, Ohio State last week, just, you know, kind of roll out the balls. We'll get through this one. And, you know, they still scored whatever they scored, 50 points or whatever it was, 40 points. I don't have a feel. I will not bet against Ohio State. I would tell you that. Penn State to me is the class of the second class, if you, you know what I'm saying, type thing. They could keep it kind of close. But I would pass on this one. I know it's a big game and all that, but there's other stuff.
Yeah, big game, big line, but I agree with you. Ohio State is there with the Alabamas and the LSU. Penn State is just the best of the Big Ten. There's a big difference. You know, there's a big difference.
That's a noon start too, which is kind of funky. I'm going to stay way off on that one.
UCF, I like, is -6. They travel to Tulane. I know we've done a good job with Tulane this year and stuff like that, actually, but we went on UCF a lot. They're coming off a loss, but I think they're a touchdown better than Tulane, unless somebody on that team's hurt or something's messed up with them. I feel like they can cover a touchdown with Tulane.
Yeah, I looked at that. That's fair enough. I got no problem with that one.
Also going in, Nebraska goes to Maryland. I know Nebraska's terrible, but Frost just signed an extension. They must believe something. You showed me the record that he's had in the last 2 years.
It's
unbelievable for them to give him extra money, you know, longer contract. But they must see something going on there. And man, they have a tough schedule. They haven't beaten anybody much, but man, they play Maryland and they're laying, I think, 5 points.
5 points.
Maryland is awful. I was thinking about sticking with Nebraska in that game.
That's easy enough too. I mean, Nebraska's is probably where Nebraska's look at their schedule. They get their head down. They're getting their ass kicked within conference. This is a conference game too, but they probably couldn't wait to get through some of those games to get to this the Maryland game. That's a good. They're gonna. I mean, if they're any good at all, they should win and cover this game.
Yeah, right. If they have anything, any redeeming quality, they should be able to beat Maryland by a touchdown. We've liked Wake Forest this year. I went with them last week.
I just wrote that one down.
I went with them last week. They got rolled by Clemson. I overestimated a little bit how they would do. I think Clemson's really trying to get some quality points there and stuff. We went with Duke last week, and they got crushed. And so I like Wake Forest -7 in this one.
That's good. Yep. It's, Duke is not that good. And Wake Forest is you know, a good ACC team, certainly better than a touchdown than Duke at home. That was good.
We're going to go to the Brad Bohannon Missouri Tigers.
I can't. They're up and down, dude.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. If we've been on Tennessee two weeks in a row and they've come up for us, they even came up with a big win against Kentucky a couple weeks ago. I like Tennessee getting 4.5 this one. Tennessee's won 4 of 5, and the only loss in there was Alabama, and Missouri's lost 4 straight, and they're just inconsistent. I like getting the 4.5 points in this one.
Fair enough. That's fine. I mean, that's it's +4 we got here. Yep, that's fine.
We'll go on one more. Houston. We've been up and down with Houston all the year. We talked about them a lot as far as you know, their quarterback kind of left the team. Said we'll have a do-over and try again next year. We bet against them last week, and Memphis rolled. Even after getting down, they rolled on them pretty good in Houston. Tulsa has a pretty bad record, but I've seen them play a couple times this year. They went toe-to-toe with Tulane. They went toe-to-toe with a couple other teams. I kind of like Tulsa at home minus only a field goal in this game.
Yeah, I've seen Tulsa play, too. I think we picked against them a number of times. They always seem to be, you know, they're gamers for sure. Right? They'll keep it listening. This is another one of those where when they look at the schedule, maybe at the beginning of the season, they thought this was one that would be tough. And then after the schedule they played and the games that they have, as competitive as they've been, and with Houston, what's going on with them now, this is probably one that Tulsa has their juices flowing a little bit for. That's a good pick. I like that one, too.
All right. There's a few other games. I mean, those are the games I circled and liked. So that gives us, if you count the two night games, that gives us 9, 10, 11. There's a couple other games, but that would be plenty. But we can just look at a couple other games here. Texas goes to Baylor. I don't have any feel on that one. Texas screws us every time. We decided to lay off them last week, and they covered, and that screwed us, I think. I think it was that they played TCU maybe last week or something like that, was, you know. And then A&M's getting a lot of points to Georgia. Georgia, man, I'm just still not convinced that they're as quality a team as the number four spot in the playoffs shows. I think there's a chance for an upset there, but it's not something that I think we have to put our money into to get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm bigger on Georgia than certainly you are. I think it was like 13.5, which is a pretty big number. I'm fine laying off that one as well. The one I looked at, Michigan is actually playing well. They're on the road.
They play Indiana. They're laying 9.5, 10 points. Indiana looked game against Penn State last week, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big game for them, for sure. So that's fine. We could kind of lay off that one if you want to. Right. That's fine. And then, of course, Rutgers is getting 21 points or 20-something points from Michigan State, I think it is.
I think we go with your motto on Michigan State on this one. What is it? Say it again. Fuck Michigan State.
Fuck Michigan State. No doubt. My Oregon. I think we're okay.
All right. The only one I would lean at is taking the points A&M against Georgia. But we can skip that if we're not feeling too good about it. And that's one of those picks I feel like doing just because I like to be right sometimes. Right. Not because I think it's a great pick, but just because at the end of the day, I can say, I told you Georgia wasn't that good.
Yeah, right,
but,
right.
But I don't know if...
I knew it.
Right. Even though I tried it four times in a row. All right, so we got NC State. We got Wyoming. We got Minnesota, UCF, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Tulsa, Tennessee, and Wake Forest.
That'll do it.
All right. What do you see? Anything popping out about the NFL so far?
Buffalo Bills.
I like the Bills. The Broncos got all over Minnesota early last week. Let them come back and win. Now they're going on the road again up to Buffalo with that young quarterback. This might be a blowout. I feel like it might be a blowout this game.
I don't understand this. I take out a loan to lay some wood on it. This, I don't understand this. They're on the road the second 2 weeks in a row. You go to Minnesota. You go back to Denver. Now you go to Buffalo. I mean, Denver are used to being it's cold, but this Buffalo defense is good. You know, the Broncos are better than they've played early in the season, but they're still this quarterback still is nothing. You know, Manuel Sanders, they were waving the white flag here. They're going to run the ball with Lindsey. They have a couple decent kind of receivers.
They're going to run it into a brick wall with the Bills D. It's pretty solid up front.
I don't understand. I mean, the only four is what's scaring me than just whacking this game. But that's the one that just jumped.
And that's what scares me the most is that's the game that I had circled too. But this one doesn't. Yeah. This one looks like an easy one.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Right. Exactly. that's
they got the Thursday night game. They got the AFC South. Is Colts and Texans
Thursday? I went back and forth to this one. I'm a Deshaun Watson guy, but they're so beat up, And I looked at the other picks I got here, and most of them are actually they're not all favorites. But I initially had the Texans, and I looked into it a little bit more, and I think I went with the Colts. I think I swung back to the Colts plus the 3.5. Actually, we could buy it to 4.
Right. I kind of had the Texans. I think Mac is
he hurt?
Is hurt. Yeah, I think he hurt. He was hurt. That's our main running back there.
Yep.
Colts, what did they do last? The Colts lost last week, right?
I think that they're inconsistent as well. I think they had a chance to make a move and they kind of stepped on their dick there a little bit.
Both teams are 6-4. Texans walked into a buzzsaw last week. I don't think they're as bad. Obviously not as bad as the 41-7 loss to Baltimore. Baltimore is just pretty tough. But Indy rolled over Jacksonville last week.
Yeah, Texans are beat up, and there's no J.J. Watt. Clowney obviously is gone. Their offensive line still sucks. I'm just looking at their defense. I think it's going to be a close game. That's what I'm thinking. It's a division game.
It's more than a field goal. It's a division game. I guess we'll go ahead and go with the Colts.
Yeah, we can buy it to
take
four.
Our chances.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
I came down to I looked at the Buccaneers plus the four in Atlanta, but Atlanta's finally seemed like they figured something. This might be one. Yeah. And then I was thinking, how many interceptions is fucking Jameis going to throw?
Right. So, you can't bet that game because Tampa could easily be a team that puts up 30 points.
Yeah.
But they could also be a team that gives up the ball four times.
Right.
Every week.
They could be down like 17-0 in the first half and it all be defense. Like, and Matt Ryan done nothing.
Right. But also Atlanta's come back after the bye week and whooped ass 2 weeks in a row.
That's what I'm saying. They're playing a little bit better. Obviously, I thought they were better than their record would be. And they do have team with what's his name, the receiver, Julio Jones. It's got to be better than that. Anyways, I don't know. More I think about it, let's move on.
We'll skip on that one, I think. All right. What about speaking of the Nick Perrones? Yeah. The fighting Nick Perrones.
Yeah.
The Raiders have been playing pretty good, and usually I don't really like teams on the West Coast coming all the way and playing that early game on the East Coast, but I think the Raiders have enough to beat the Jets, put it that way, by a field goal. I mean
that's an easy, you know, that's an easy argument. I have no rebuttal. I have no leg stand on to say that we're going to bet on the Jets. It's funny, too.
I can't believe you didn't bring up that Atlanta Falcons pick when the Falcons beat the shit out of the Saints. Last week. Oh, man. All right. You let it go. You could have took Chad Arnold down.
It's funny, too. In another life, I was been to many a Jet game. So, and I can't tell you, it seems like the Raider I've been to personally, I don't know, three or four Oakland Raider Jet. I don't know where they were. Maybe they were the LA Raiders at that time, too. But anytime I've stayed, they've always waxed the Jets. So I got no problem taking the Raiders here.
Any other games you really the Giants go to the Bears. I know that we're not fans of the Bears offense, but man, you got to think the Bears are gonna beat this. Did you see your boy Daniel Jones trademark? What's his nickname they call him up there?
Something Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes
makes me want to vomit.
So he got the trademark on that name.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah,
so he can be called a fucking punk ass bitch for the rest of his life. Yeah, that's my nickname. Call me fucking Wussy Boy.
Right. I don't know any feel for that game. The Pittsburgh Cincinnati. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers. They got better, you know. Cleveland and Miami. The Browns, another team that makes me nuts.
What about Tennessee? They seem to play pretty good at home. That's a division game. Jacksonville got smoked last week. That was Nick Foles' first game. Nick Foles' big first game back. They played probably their worst game of the season. I think both of these teams are fighting for the life right now.
Yeah, -3, -3, Tennessee. I mean, I don't know. I'm no Nick Foles guy. Jacksonville, I don't think has many. I mean, they have Fournette. I liked him. I liked the Dirk Diggler story. This one I don't have too much of a feel on.
Right. They seem to have a little mojo, at least, with our boy Dirk Diggler right now. If I was in that locker room, I'm kind of surprised. You know, there might be some issues, you know, with that quarterback controversy. They had the young. Seemed like the team was rallying around him a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely had some swagger. Detroit, Washington, Stafford's not playing. You can't play that. Oh, how about what you sent me the other day when the Haskins was begging the offensive
line?
That's
sad,
man. Are you kidding me?
It's sad on all the levels that the dudes didn't give a shit. And that, I mean, like this is the dude you guys. It just goes to so this Daniel Snyder. Redskins team is just dysfunctional from the top down, from the bottom up, everything.
He doesn't have any feel for
the guy they go after for quarterback. Nobody gives a shit. He's trying. He's begging for help.
Right. And it's like, come on.
Right. They're looking at him like, man, you ain't no pro. So, I don't know what they were looking. Man, it's bad.
I mean, I know, but in him, and in hindsight, I would say, I mean, it's not a bad look for him. He was trying in there,
trying to get him going. Right. Yeah, I think he was saying, what can I do to help you guys out?
Right. And he's getting his head kicked in.
And they're like laughing at him, looking at him like he's fucking dumbass.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it looked good on him, at least,
right,
to be like, try. He wants to do something.
Yeah.
He's not just a dude. Some of these young guys, man, you feel like they're just picking up a paycheck when they right. first get that first thing.
For sure. All right, I'm looking at this here. We got to grab something at 4 o'clock. Yeah. This is another thing that annoys the shit out of me. How are there only two? This is bullshit because I'm a Cowboy fan. The Cowboys, right. that's why there's only two games. It's the Cowboys and the Patriots at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So having said that, I guess you want to take the Titans. I got no
problem
taking the
yes.
Titans.
All right. We can skip that Cowboys game. We'll come right back to it. All right. So we got the Sunday night game is the Packers go to the Niners.
This one was, I don't want to say easy, just an easy pick. The Niners aren't going to go 15-1.
I got the Pack plus the 3. How can you go wrong with Aaron Rodgers plus a field goal?
Exactly.
Against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. And against a team that's, you know, playing, they're good, there's no doubt, but they ain't that fucking good.
Right. Right. Exactly. And this is just a huge NFC game right there. So I like the Packers as well. Same right. reason. Same reasons.
Right.
I just yeah, I'm going to go down with Aaron Rodgers and a few points.
Right. Right. You know? Yep.
So and then we go to Monday night. We got the Ravens go to the Rams.
Well, this is going to go against everything you just said. It's the same thing. I think Baltimore is everyone thinks they're the best team in the league. You know, they're challenging the Patriots. This is the AFC Super Bowl contender, whatever, representative. The Rams are playing better. I'm still waiting for Aaron Donald to take over a game. This one I had, I got the Rams in this one.
You taking a home Monday night dog?
I would. I am. Just based All right. on the fact that it's a cross-country trip. It's out of conference. Not that it's a meaningless game by any stretch for either team. It's a bigger game for the Rams. They got my man Wade Phillips over there. I'm no Goff fan. I think he's a little bit, obviously, well, he's got the paycheck, but he ain't that good. But I got the Rams in this.
All right. I'm okay with that. I know I talked about the Ravens a lot this week, and I am a believer in them. I feel like they got the kind of team that travels. When you can run the ball and play D, you can go on the road and win games. But if you like the Rams, this is just one of those games where things have been going too right for the Ravens lately.
Right, right. You know,
it's still the NFL. They're on too much of a roll. I don't think they're heads and shoulders above the Patriots and head and above shoulders above all these other teams like we're seeing. I think they got a legit shot to represent the AFC, but things are just going too good for them right now. Now they're laying points on the road. Right. Rams are fighting for their life. I don't think right. the Rams are as good as we thought.
No.
But I have no problem taking a home dog on Monday night on that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, let's get back to your boys.
All
them
right.
boys. Go to them Patriots.
Yeah, this is difficult for me, obviously. I don't have any trust for the Cowboys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Elliott doesn't look like himself. The offensive line to me is drastically overrated. But I don't know what's going on with the Patriots in terms of the offense either. When I look at this game, I see 45 points. I mean, I'd consider the under, but 6.5, too. I think, man, the Cowboys don't usually get blown out. Even if they're getting blown out for half the game, then they really back in to lose by some gut-wrenching Cowboy fan kicking the balls thing. So just based on them never getting smoked, I think you could probably buy it to 7 and be okay.
I think this is what we might have to leave alone if that's how you feel.
I'm just going based. I'm trying to be objective. You think they pay? I mean, listen, everyone saw the Cowboys lose to the Jets. Every other backup quarterback in the world. I mean, listen, if you want to take the, I don't have any problem taking the Patriots. Doesn't mean I don't. Doesn't change.
I do. I like the Patriots in this. I feel like people are forgetting a little bit how good they are because they were on the road 3 out of 4 last 4 weeks. And one of those games was that loss to Baltimore when really, after getting down 17-0 in that first quarter, they were coming back up until that Edelman fumble. I think they might have come back and won all the way. That at Philly's always a tough place to play. They even covered 7 there. I think Dallas is going to have a hard time in New England this week.
That's not hard to me, especially my attitude towards my team right now as well doesn't. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I'll be rooting. My man Robbie Ambrosius is probably saying, "This is the one. This is the one they're going to win. Everyone thinks we got a shot. We're going to win this one." And we've seen it happen. But
yeah, I mean, hey, look, in NFL, anything. I don't put anything past anything anymore.
Right. I do think the Patriots are banged up. Their defense is ridiculously good, but their offense, I think, is not what it was. But I do think you might see what's that dude's name? White, the running back, score 700 touchdowns, so that's fine.
All right, so that gives us a total of 7 games.
All right, so
I'll tell you, we go six and one. Not even talking about gambling, but that Seahawks Eagles is going to be a good. That's a good important NFC game. The Eagles have to have that game.
Well, why? I mean, why is it good? The Eagles are 500. Why are the Eagles good? Because we thought they were going to be good. People thought they were going to be good.
You're the one who says they're good every week. We lose every time. You took them against New England last week. Like you're the biggest Eagles hater, and you've had us take them like 3-4 weeks in a row. They lose.
Let me see. Reverse.
We had them against New England. Yeah, they beat Chicago. We didn't have them then. I think. Oh, they beat Buffalo. I don't remember.
Yeah, we had them a couple times. We had them the first game of the season. I think they won.
We had them against Atlanta and lost. They lost one of the only games Atlanta won, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I got no problem games, taking nothing wrong Seahawks. I'm a Russ Wilson guy. I'm a big Pete Carroll guy. Ask Chad. He was laughing at me. I said, Pete Carroll's a top 5
I'll tell you, Pete
Carroll's
showing his shit. He's showing he can do it.
He's always
not
showing
that he
can
needed,
do it.
Not that he needed to prove to Chad Arnold that
he hasn't ever had a coach. I mean, Russell Wilson, he's doing a Russell Wilson on a rookie deal.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Seattle is coming off of 2 straight overtime games and traveling all the way east. I think we just I think we just stay away from this game.
That's fine. Fair enough.
I was just bringing it up because that's one of those – that looks like a good hard-hitting, good football game that I'd like to watch.
Yep.
For what it's worth.
Right. So how about your Saints after the Carolina Panthers got smacked last week?
I mean, I don't take the Panthers – because they've been the last couple of weeks they're not looking too hot, and the Saints seem to be getting on I can't say they're on a roll. They won one in a row, but they certainly look better. But Tampa just gives games away, man. It's hard to say that.
Yeah, and then I mean, who beat the shit out of Carolina? We had Carolina last week. I thought that was
Carolina lost to Atlanta 29-3.
That's what it was, and it was dead. They didn't even score until he kicked a field goal. Like 2 minutes.
But I think
left.
I think the dude had another four interceptions.
Yeah, he did.
When your quarterback's doing that, bro, it's hard to do. And I really think that Atlanta game against the Saints just didn't show up that day. You know, we talked about it last week, whether it's a blip on a screen or something big, they just didn't show up. They came out to play this week against Tampa. Carolina lost the game before that against Green Bay.
I certainly wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't go with the 9. I'd either leave it alone or take the Saints. I mean, 9.5 is a decent number.
I would take the Saints at home minus the 9.5.
All right, let's do that.
If you're looking for a game, up there. Let's do it. Yeah. I'll be in the number. Mom, Agnes Smith and Tracy Smith will be in the number as well.
There you go. Do it for free.
All right, there we go. We got the Colts, the Bills, the Raiders, Tennessee, Patriots, Pack, Rams, and the New Orleans Saints.
So how many is that?
8 games.
All right. 7-1.
7-1. Dig it. And how many we got in college?
I don't know. 12?
11. Know. 11. So 9-2.
And
7-1.
Yep. There we go. Have a day, baby.
All right. Dig it. So thank you, John Grove, for the bumper music. iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Devin Weber, let us know what they do on YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, don't forget, you can check us out on sportswatchmonitor.com, the Wager Makers podcast on Facebook, Twitter at the Wager Makers, Instagram at the Wager Makers, and the Wager Makers at gmail.com is our email address. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Webb, take us out.
All right, Smith, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Cowboys.